And now it's time for the third episode of The Nutcracker and the Mouse King. Remember how the Nutcracker, that's me, led the toys in a battle with the Mouse King, and how the little girl Mary fell and cut her arm? Godpapa Drosselmeyer, the curious old man with an eye patch who repairs clocks and makes magical toys, started telling Mary and her brother Fred the story of how I came to look the way I do. It all began in another kingdom, a long way away, when the Queen was preparing a sausage banquet for the King. Suddenly, the Lady Mousikins, Queen of all Mousedom, popped up in the kitchen and demanded that she be allowed to taste the royal bacon.
I only asked a merest morsel, just a little scrap, the most insignificant mouthful. Delicious. The only problem is, it's so good. It seems unfair that I alone among the inhabitants of Mousedom should be able to enjoy it.
Quick as a flash, out jumped Mousikins' sons and daughters, uncles and aunts, nephews and cousins. And they all started gobbling up the Queen's bacon.
No! Stop it! Help! Help!
Eat up! Eat up!
The Nutcracker and the Mouse King. A serial for radio in four episodes by Brian Sidley, based on the story by E.T.A. Hoffman, with Tony Robinson as the Nutcracker, Edward D'Souza as Drosselmeyer, and James Grout as the King. Episode 3, Mousikins' Revenge.
In rushed the chief lady-in-waiting and all the ordinary ladies-in-waiting, who all started flapping their skirts and handkerchiefs and shooing and shushing and screaming and shrieking.
Shoo! Shoo! Away!
Oh, humans! Come away, my darlings, come away! But we'll return another day!
That doesn't sound very encouraging.
When they had all disappeared back under the kitchen floor, the Queen made an awful discovery.
The royal bacon! It's almost all gone! Oh, if the King doesn't get his sausage banquet, he'll be so angry. Whatever shall I do?
So what do you think she did?
Went out and bought some sausages?
No, Fred, that would never have done.
Did she cook something different?
No, my dear Mary, that wouldn't have done either.
Well, then tell us, Godpapa Drosselmeyer, what did the Queen do?
Now, I'm only a nutcracker, but what I think she should have done is...
She sent for the royal mathematician, of course.
Of course.
Now then, 3 4 are 12, multiply by 76, add 91 7/8...
And can you guess what he did?
Divide by 29 plus 155.
He used rulers and set squares and protractors and compasses.
Minus the square root of 42.
And scientifically divided what was left of the bacon between all the sausages.
Accurately to 3 decimal places.
Oh, dear. I do hope nobody notices.
But it was a bit late to worry about that, because the guests were already arriving.
Royal Majesties and noble lords,